Jun Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allowing me in your experience, participating in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. Where I am in this linear time flow is that now into the 2021 January, this is the 11th, 1/1/21. And the focus I like to give this day is being part of the environment where resonates inner being. Becoming part of the environment where resonates inner being. Stay tuned after can just breathing exercise, being current here now, the quickest mindfulness exercise or meditation with eyes open. It's the one of the practical way to use your attention is the energy management tool for your own energy, using your own power and fully connecting each part of you, your mind, what you are thinking, remembering, wondering, and also your feeling, emotions, and the physical beings, and what you are senses, the five senses, what they are sensing, what you are smelling, hearing, seeing, tasting, touching, and also extended your five senses, your mind eyes are seeing, your intuitive ears are hearing, you know. So all these part of you is integrating as one whole self here, now, at this present moment in your physical body by consciously breathe in the oxygen from the nose and circulate all these energy, new oxygen, new air inside of your body, and then let that out slowly from the mouth as a conscious breathing. And what I would like you to be very conscious doing this is to bring all this new air inside of your body and then bring that down to the stomach as if you have a balloon inside of your belly. And then let that out slowly from the mouth. Because most of the time we subconsciously, unconsciously breathing in is the chest breathing, bringing the air to the chest, lungs, and then let that out. So it's a very shallow breath, you know. Then this time it's bringing all consciously down to the belly, you know, the then circulated entire space. Imagine the new energy is circulating from your toe to all the way up to the brain. And then let that out from the mouth with no longer serving everything. Something that you're getting attention from the past or kind of worried about tomorrow or next month or end of the month, you know, all this no longer serving energy. You may want to release to bring that to the past. So that help us use this now, which is bilocated in between present and future in the past. In between, the present is in between bilocated future and the past. So consciously let the old element belonging to the past now and prepare for the future with the available energy to maximize that potential and personal power for the next, instead of living in the past, heavy carrying from the past. So let's do that. The first breathing exercise of this year. Eyes open, wide awake. And breathe in from the nose, counting one from go, two, three, hold it, keep it, circulate it. So, how's your observer you observing when you're exhaling? Your eyes are seeing what? Your physical eyes are. Mine is capturing the painting in front of me, which is the flower. How about yours? So just be conscious about what your physical body is getting attention. All right, so the second one, counting three, one from the nose, go, two, three, hold it. The last time we use a vocal saying ah, when we exhaling, all no longer serving whatever event, people, way of being, way of thinking, way of responding, reacting, not reacting, not responding, all out. Belonging to the past with saying ah, and completely let all out from your beingness consciously together. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself, joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. Whew, how you feel? I hope you can notice the before and after, the sense of self, the inner being, how does it shift shifting or non-shifting. Just observe which part is shifting in which way. So mine is, I feel more mellow, more open, and feeling more connected to the inner being. Under the, it's a solar plexus area, little above the stomach and center of the trunk, just the last bone of the rib cage area. You know, that area is feeling more open space and connected to that spine behind that energetic presence that I'm sensing. So that's what I notice. How about you? So today's focus I'd like to give, we have another 3 minutes and a half, and then let me put the timer as 3 minutes so that we can still get going. Oh, by the way, I'm going to do the intuitive blind reading at the second segment, and you can also request the blind psychic reading from me by sending me the private message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. So that's going to be the second segment, and click on the link from the description so that I can connect with you for that purpose. So the focus of this day, becoming part of the environment where resonates inner being. So this is about the natural self as a human being that we are living in the earth life. And nature is all around, and we are part of the nature. Sometimes it's forget about that fact. And something about living in this planet Earth is blending harmoniously or living in the nature environment and learning from the nature, being part of that environmental nature and finding the resonance to that inner being is part of a natural self, knows the harmonious way to being part of a one, as one with the nature, with people, everything around the world, and easily forget about this harmonious oneness because it becomes more complex living in society and so isolated from the earth element, nature element. We can always learn from the nature and connect with the nature, observe the nature, and finding that true connection in coexisting way so that would feel good. That's the compass, the navigation system that we are choosing the right path. Becoming part of the environment. Environment is stagnant or unhealthy. We know that, our inner being know that, be open and authentic to connect this environment. That's your choice for the world around you. And together we can make that expanded, better environment. This is June Universe. See you on the second segment. Click on the link at the description. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. See you there. Welcome back. So being part of the environment where resonates inner being, That is actually becoming one with the nature, with defining own comfort, using all the wisdoms, using for refinement, being part of the harmonious connection creation with the nature. Perhaps that it may ask us to giving up some artificial tools or artificial way of being. It's harmful to living that natural, organically growing planet rhythm. So it's a great opportunity for all of us to authentically expressing, connecting, being part of the environment if we are from very much artificial developed environment, then might be an interesting journey to becoming back to the authentic self with carrying the useful wisdom and tools that will help bettering this refined oneness. We can co-create little by little, and that will be the enough power to shift something larger than we can do by ourselves, but with together. So I like to give the intuitive reading, and doing so, before we like to connect as one in the field of energy, that something that we need one another to connect and being part of the group energy, and it's useful to choose one word, feeling word would be useful, emotional word that you would like to resonate now for you. Anything hopeful, exciting, inspired, willing, kind, that's nice too, loving and energized. That's good. So anything that you like to feel like open feeling, what? And embody that word. When you feel the feeling, who's around you? Where are you? What you are doing? What you are seeing, smelling, tasting, touching, hearing, you know? Just embody that feeling you chose. Okay, I'm gonna choose the feeling I feel. I'm choosing open. Open. How about you? And then connect the energy of oneness. Just simply know that separation is an illusion and we are all connected under one sky. And we are breathing all the air around the earth. So we're all connected. And just consciously connect our intention. Connecting as one field energy, then embody that feeling you chose. Mine is open, feeling open. Then send that good thought to the energy reading requester as if they're experiencing their perfect way. So when we connect to the energy of oneness and sending a good thought to someone, energy return system is coming back to you to help you embody your chosen feeling. Mine is open. That's the beauty and benefit of we co-create and being part of this oneness. More we send energy, more we are gaining back. So the first reading request, the symbol here, let me prepare the timer here, 3 minutes, is lemon. Lemon from the life path. Okay, here's your 3 minute lemon. Okay, I'm having a sense this lemon thing is the past was very considerate and concerned about a lot around lemon matters. But it seems to be the from now on, the future for the next 3 months seems to be catching up and bringing that raise or better situation more than you expected, which is nice. And I think feeling of very intellectually organizing would be helpful, actually. It's sort of against what you thought it would be like, but it seems like intellectual area and your feeling, emotion coexist is the good balance for the next 2-3 months on particular lemon situation. I'm having a sense that darkest dark was the last year's November around, and it's the sky is clearing up, and then December was still cloudy sky, but from here now on towards February, it seems to be a blossoming kind of sense. It's not the full blossoming yet, but it's just like a little by little, just the more hope and more responses or as a result as you've been devoted or dedicated to what this new reality as this right now I am seeing. So I'm having a sense that, well, the April, May, the next quarter will be more lighter energy. So this is about becoming back from the hibernations and exercising and try out many levels, like many ideas and how you feel about, and then express and communicate, talk about it with open, authentic self. And perhaps that some money related can be floating around February. So pay attention to that, and no need to worry about it. If there is there, then you feel good, take it. That's what I'm sensing for this lemon, sending healing energy and good luck for your intentional creation in this lemon. Thanks for your request. The next one is cloud. Cloud. Here is cloud. Okay. I'm sensing that there is enough openness to dedicate and co-create, compassionate, and considerate about others and connected people around this cloud matter. And I feel the comfortable sense of healthy ego is with you. And then also it's connected to some sort of like your life's purpose, mission and vision connected to this particular cloud. So it's good to pay attention if being encouraged to stop, even if you would like to create. And somewhat synchronicity is asking you to detour or to do something else. And it's hard to stay with what you wanted to create. But resilience is the power. And be open, remain in sense of self openly. And knowing the end, that goal you gain as a responsible person. And that combination is perhaps it's new for you, but it's good to be become aware on the same table or same plate or same place. It seems to be that this quarter is a good time to reorganizing all the pieces in the new order, being flexible, and reflecting that this new shifted element, locational way of connecting, to use it for the actual stepping forward with the action, actual building, connecting phase as a wiser choice I'm seeing. It's either way that your heart of the matter is always being taken care of. So that's a good reminder that to know the timing to take actual action is good after the March. That's what I'm saying. I'm sending healing and lots of love to your creation. This is cloud category of life path. The next one is Coco. Here's your 3-minute Coco. Okay. I have a sense that something to do with the circle of community is good to periodically connect in, as you've been doing. So no matter what, that activity must remain it has been, and you may want to put extra reminder to stay the course. This is going to be the foundation of for this quarter, and then also after April also. I'm having a sense that the authentic self and the key area, it's very intellectual and you've been thinking about for a long time, is the center. And then I think it's a wonderful balance and connecting to sense of self and the key focus of this particular Coco situation. I would suggest to choose the number 2, 5, and 7 as your key number to set up the date or to choose for the new beginning. And it's a useful opportunity that to connect with the, get the universal flow on your side to make it better rhythm supported by the universe. I like to see the playfulness and together with someone related to this Coco will really make the balance of your both side of your funny side and then the serious side at the same time. And then that would directly really support the success of the, your key focus, which is intellectual and highly, highly success possible phase expecting this year. I'm getting a sense that this is going to be a very money related potential. So I highly encourage you to get going with that balance you've been having and become aware and go for both fun part and serious part and shoot the goal. Good luck. This is the Coco category of life path. This is very promising energy I'm sensing. The last one here is the ocean. Ocean. Okay. I'm sensing this ocean particular matter is very connected to the Holy Spirit, like your passion and mission, whole aligning in the nice way, and perhaps you need a little bit of attention to consolidate or reorganize the element that you already lining up last year. And this year seems to be just to turn it on to make it happen. That's of course, but seems like your new awareness is really willing to rearranging that to serve the purpose in the new way. And then I think that's a wise choice, and everything is here, and it's everything is up to you to plug in, and then you're gonna plug in no matter what before March. That's what I'm sensing. So use the timeline as an March as one of your goal, and then until then you may wanna play freely to follow in your spirit or intuition and co-create with the universe to rearrange in for more defining the heart of the matter, and then because of the heart of the matter refinement, you will more willing to dedicate and commit to that key area to start as brand new, and that passionate expansion would touch many people around you from doing that. So that's an exciting flow I am seeing after March. And for this year, whole life has been integrated as one, and you may feel really sad because of this change unknown, and you may don't even feel that significance. That's what I'm sensing. But from the other point of view, you are going to become a complete changed person, overnight, kind of. But this overnight is based on your dedication for the last 10 years. So it's not that microwave quickly happen situation, but it's all dedications and all foundation is nicely, and this is the facade to final touch to welcoming the new people into your life. So exciting, and I'm sending lots of love and energy to your creation. This is ocean category of life path. You can also request your personal life's curious matter blind reading by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe, JUNE Universe, one word, and give me that symbol, any kind of symbol that representing your life's curious matter, not someone else's. And then tell me about what it is about. Is that a love life or family matter or work? So that will help me to read the energy around the symbol you will give me. And then deliver the insight useful as a practical insight for your next bettering. If it's resonating, take it. It's free. And thank you for helping a community. And if it's non-resonating, please do not take it, because I respect your choice and you are the most knowledgeable person about your life. I'm the stranger. So, but still, thank you for allowing me to read your energy, because this gives all of us an opportunity to connect as energy, facilitating the field energy that benefit each one of us together to choose chosen our next goal. So thank you. Either way will be fine. And yeah, this is the benefit of energy field of oneness. And I would like to ask you to connect for conscious deep breath one more time for a closing this gathering here now. How's your chosen feeling? Mine is open. Yeah, I feel my heart chakra is a little bit wider open. How about you? So let us take a moment And take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose now. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Bye.